Morning Watch, chapters 5 through 8 of Romans, the kernel of the Bible. Week 2, the result of our justification, the full enjoyment of God in Christ as our life. Wednesday, related verses, Romans 5:5, 1 to 2. 5. And hope does not put us to shame, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. 1 and 2. Therefore, having been justified out of faith, we have peace toward God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand and boast because of the hope of the glory of God. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the reality and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jude 20-21. But you, beloved, building up yourselves upon your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, awaiting the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. 1 John 4:8-16. He who does not love has not known God, because God is love. 16. And we know and have believed the love which God has in us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. 2 Timothy 1:6-7. For which cause I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but of power and of love and of sober-mindedness. 2 Timothy 4:22. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Related reading. Oh, the love of God has been poured into our hearts. Although we may be afflicted, poor, and depressed, we cannot deny the presence of God's love within us. Can we deny that Christ died for us? Christ died for ungodly sinners such as we. Once we were enemies, but Christ shed his blood on the cross to reconcile us to God. What love is this? If God has given us his own Son, surely he will not do anything to hurt us. God is sovereign. He knows what is best for us. The choice is his, not ours. Regardless of our preference, what God has planned for us will be our portion. Everything related to us has been prepared by our Father. We should simply pray, Lord, have your way. I simply want what you want. I leave everything entirely in your hands. This is our response to God when we realize afresh that he loves us so, and that his love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Romans 5:2 says, we have obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. Grace is the realm in which we stand. We must stay where the grace is. Do not ask me where you should stand. You must stand in grace. Whenever you sense that you are out of the realm of grace, return to it immediately. If you are about to quarrel with your wife and sense that you are out of the realm of grace, stop what you are doing, return to the realm of grace, and stand there. We need not do anything sinful to be cut off from grace. We only need to stay in a place too long, and we will sense that we have moved from the realm of grace into another sphere. What should we do in such a case? We should pray, Lord, forgive me. Bring me back to the realm of grace. We return to the realm of grace by the same way through which we entered it originally. We entered the realm of grace through justification by faith. We simply confessed our sins to God, received the Lord Jesus as our Savior, and applied His blood, and we were justified. God's justification brought us into this grace in which we stand. Whenever we act wrongly and sense that we are out of grace, we must repeat the same prayer. O God, forgive me. Cleanse me with the precious blood. If you do this, you will be brought back to grace instantly. Since we have been justified out of faith and stand in the realm of grace, we have peace toward God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul does not say that we have peace with God, but peace toward God. This means that we are still on the way toward God. We have not finished our journey. In the spiritual world, we first enter the gate and then walk along the way. Justification by faith is the opening of the gate, giving us an access, an entry into a wide field of enjoyment. Once we have passed through the gate of justification, we need to walk the way of peace. Sinners have no peace. Romans 3:17 says that when we were sinners, we did not know the way of peace. Today, however, we are walking in the way of peace. If you are moving in a certain direction and you do not sense that peace within, you should stop. Always go along with the peace. According to Luke 7:50, the Lord Jesus told the sinful woman, once she had been saved, to go in peace. Wherever you go, you must take the way of peace. If you have no peace, do not go. Whatever you do, do it in peace. If you have no peace, do not act. Grace is for our stand, and peace is for our walk. You do not have the grace to stay in a certain place. Do not stay there. If you have no peace to take a certain direction, do not walk. Stand in grace, walk in peace.